We are so excited. It may only be January, but we're already thinking about March, and we really feel others should be too.
Hard to believe we're already planning for events in March, but Gilda's Laugh Fest 2019 is just around the corner. And if you're looking to score tickets for some of the famed headliners, Laugh Fest Marketing Communications and Events Manager Hannah Dayton says Friday might be your day.
So with tickets going on sale on Friday, it's your first chance to get some individual shows for some of our really big headliners that we're thrilled to bring to Grand Rapids this year.
Hannah says there's something for everyone at Gilda's Laugh Fest, but if you have a favorite performer, you may not want to wait too long.
Tickets go on sale at 10 a.m., and there are some artists, in particular one I can name is Ali Wong, that has been known to sell out shows in 2 minutes. So if she's someone that you would like to see, you want to be ready at 10 a.m. We also have some other great headliners, including like Ed Asner, who used to be part of the Mary Tyler Moore Show, is coming to do A Man and His Prostate, as well as Joe Coy. Some really big names.
And as we head into another year of Laugh Fest, which is always noted as seriously funny, Hannah helps us remember that while laughter is one of the key elements, the purpose behind this is to bring hope and joy to those dealing with cancer or with grief. And they find that hope at Gilda's Club, Grand Rapids.
So we like to say that Laugh Fest was originally created to celebrate laughter for the health of it and finding laughter, even during times where it's not always easy to laugh. Sometimes laughter is the best medicine. So the proceeds from the 10-day festival all benefit our local club and are a really big help to making sure that we can maintain our programs and services here in West Michigan.
Laugh Fest runs from March 7th to the 17th, and Hannah says in addition to tickets, if you're interested in volunteering, you can register and find out more at laughfestgr.org. Jennifer Moss, WGVU News.